Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to God Invention Radio. We have Bob Proctor. Bob, I'm getting some emails here. People want to know more about you and where they can find information on you. So Paige is asking from Texas, where can I go to get information about your upcoming seminars and about you? So go ahead, Bob. I know that you have a few different websites.
Just go to BobProctor.com.
Okay. BobProctor.com.
BobProctor.com.
Yeah. Sounds good. I have another question here, Bob. We could start
off. Go to Bob Proctor Coaching.
BobProctorCoaching.com.
You know, Brian, we've got a year-long coaching program. It's actually 13 months. Person goes through that, it changes their whole life. Bob Proctor Coaching.
Thank you, Bob. I have a question here. Are failure and success intertwined?
Absolutely. I don't think success is possible without failure. You see, if we're going to take quantum leaps, we've got to understand we're going to make mistakes, and therefore we're going to fail. Failing is a part of winning. If you're afraid to fail, you're never going to have much success.
That makes total sense. And that's exactly what we were speaking about before, that map, right, from point A to point B.
Absolutely.
That makes total sense. So, Bob, in this segment, I wanted to discuss this a little bit because I have all your DVDs, and I've listened to them, and it's definitely helped me out. And it's not just a matter of, yeah, let me take in this information in, pump up rah-rah stuff. This is like taking your information and taking your thought process and making you see things in a different way. Because a lot of people are just focused, like you said, with the paradigms. They're focused on one way of thinking, and they don't realize that there's another way. So even if you go outside, perception, right? Some people think that it's cold outside, and some people think it's hot outside, and it's 75 degrees. So it's just a matter of how people perceive things, and I'm sure that's how anything in life is, right?
Yeah, you see, we talked about it a few minutes ago. We're so programmed, Brian, and we don't change the program. We don't get the right information in school. We're not really taught who we are. Most people grow up with the wrong image of who they are. You and I have infinite potential. Think of this for a moment. We're spiritual beings. Now, don't get hung up on religion, because religion's exclusive. Spirituality's inclusive. And so just let it flow. We're spiritual beings. Now, think of this. Spirit is all-knowing. All the knowledge there ever was or ever will be is 100% evenly present in all places at the same time. All the power there ever was or ever will be is 100% evenly present in all places at the same time. Do you know that we don't even have to get anything? The way to do anything has always been here, like the smartphones. I've got a BlackBerry sitting in front of me. The way to build the BlackBerry has always been here. The iPad, the information's always been here. It's people that let their mind flow, and we get the idea, and then we bring the idea to bear. But the best way to do anything has never been thought of. And we don't want to get so protective that we don't want to share the idea. Don't worry about sharing the idea. Create more ideas.
It makes total sense. And that's exactly what we spoke about the first several segments. It makes total sense. Bob, there's a lot of us that have full-time jobs, and we have this idea that our product is going to be the next big winner out there. And there's some people that think that their idea is going to be the next big winner, and they quit their job, and this is all that they're focused on. There's a lot of different people in different positions, and I know that from being one of your students that multiple sources of income is something very, very important and you feel very strongly about. Can you share your philosophy of having multiple sources of income?
Sure. First of all, you brought up 2 points there. You talk about a person who's got a great idea and they're going to quit their job and make it happen. They want to make sure they got enough money to keep themselves going. Now, that doesn't mean they should operate with fear. But until your needs are taken care of, you're never going to go after what you want. Your mind will be consumed with what you need. Like if you got to wonder whether you're going to pay your mortgage or get your car or get gas in your car, you're not going to be very creative. So you don't want to quit the job and leave yourself out on an island.
But how do we do that, though, Bob? Because a lot of us are in situations where we have personal financial challenges, or we don't know where the next dollar is coming from, even to make a prototype, maybe even to pay our bills. Who knows? There's all these different things that we're focused on during the day. How do we kind of clear our mind to be focused on what we want and to be able to move forward in life?
Well, first of all, what we have to understand is that there's 9,855 hours in a year. All right? And you only work, let's see, 2,920 hours.
Huh.
So, I mean, we got lots of time, even if we worked an eight-hour day.
That makes sense.
It does make sense. Do you know, if a person took 2 hours a day over the next 5 years, that's about, I don't know, well, think about what it is. Let's see.
It's a lot of hours.
365, hold a minute, times five, times two. You know, you're talking quite a number of 40-hour weeks of concentrated time.
You're right.
Everybody gets the same amount of time. We get all there is. So for a person to say, I haven't got time, they're really not paying attention to what they're saying. They're advertising their ignorance. We've got lots of time. Lots of time.
It's just what you do with it.
Yeah, 2 hours a day, 365 days a year, you know, that's 730 hours.
That makes
sense.
It makes total sense, Bob.
Divided by 40 hours, that's 18 40-hour weeks. 2 hours a day in a year. Do you see, we've got lots of time. So if a person's got a full-time job, what they need is discipline. They say, I will work, and then I'm going to do this for 4 hours. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to focus on it for 4 hours. I'll get something to eat, and then I'm going to give everything I got to it. And it's a matter of managing your activities. See, time cannot be managed. The only thing we can manage is activities. So we want to sit down at night and say, what am I doing tomorrow? And then discipline ourselves to do it. Discipline is giving yourself a command and follow it. Now, wealthy people, historically, Brian, have always had multiple sources of income. They don't have one. They have many sources of income.
You see, and now I have an email from one of our listeners that say, I thought you should only focus on one thing at a time. That's how you're successful.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So how can you have multiple?
You can't have multiple sources of income.
Right.
You focus on the thing you're doing while you're doing it. I learned a great lesson many years ago during the Nixon administration when in the Watergate trials. Now, I am not political, and I don't watch television much, but I was wandering by television, and the Watergate trials were on. And I stopped and watched it for a bit, and then I became fascinated with it. They would say the president was with so-and-so from 9:15 till 10:12, and then he was with somebody else from 10:30 to 11:15. Then he was looking after this international crisis from 11:30 to 12:04. And I thought, my God, how does he deal with all this? His mind's all over the place. And then it dawned on me. He just focuses on what he's doing while he's doing it. So the idea you can only focus on one thing at a time is true. Your conscious mind will only entertain one thing at a time. So we just focus on what we're doing while we're doing it. If I have a list of five things to do, I do number one. I don't think of number two. I just focus on number one. When it's finished, I forget it. I go to two. I forget one. I don't think of three, and I just focus on two.
Okay. So are you spreading it?
It's a matter of allocating or delegating your activities.
Well, and finding the right partners to get you to the next. It's all coming together. It makes total sense. And then finding the right partners and having the law of attraction bring you the people that you should be working with. And what about your energy, Bob? I mean, that's an important component to this whole process also.
Listen, everybody's got lots of energy. When you hear people say, I haven't got any energy, what they're saying is, I haven't got an idea. Boredom is the absence of a creative idea. When a person has a great idea, they've got all kinds of energy. I'll give you an example. Let's suppose a person's worked hard 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 days in a row, worked overtime, really worked hard, and they come home at night and they're really tired. Let's suppose there's a big company dance and everybody's looking forward to it. They go and they kick up their heels till 2 and 3 in the morning. How come? Where'd the energy come from?
Right.
Desire is the triggering mechanism that releases the energy.
That's very interesting.
I
have another question. How do you feel about motivation?
Motivation is like a warm bath, you know. I mean, you get out of it and you get cold. Like, what we need is understanding. We want to understand who we are, what we are, how our mind works, and how we can keep moving in the direction of our dream and not let the conditions or the circumstance around us control us. Like right now, there's all kinds of people focused on a bad economy. Do you know what that gives most people? It gives them a great opportunity because hardly anybody's really trying very hard.
Right. And then there's other people that say, oh, it's a bad economy, so I guess this is why I'm in that position.
Well, they're blaming this. Like George Bernard Shaw one time said, people are always blaming circumstances for what they are. I don't believe in circumstance. The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstance they want, and if they can't find them, they make them.
It makes
Napoleon
total sense.
Said, circumstance, hell, I make them.
It makes total sense. We're at a point in our invention process that we just want to put our idea aside or our service aside and just think, what's going to help us get us to the next level? And your mind is a major, major part of that decision. So we have Bob Proctor on tonight. That was segment 3. We're going to come back with segment 4 in a moment. He's going to give us some more information. You're listening to Brian Fried on Gotinvention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
From the newest Apple iPhone to the latest BlackBerry, Droid, or iPad, businesses are racing to use smartphones to provide content to their customers in real time to make informed decisions. Is your company positioned for the mobile application market? Is your website mobile compatible? WS Radio is proud to partner with one of the leading mobile software companies in the world. MentorMate has been programming mobile solutions since 2001 with 10 years of mobile application development experience. They provide companies with a broad range of services from creating custom iPhone apps to full-service custom software development. Because of their proven experience in the evolving mobile application market, MentorMate is leading the way with battle-tested solutions. Beware of startups. Experience is what counts. Go with a proven leader. For a free consultation, go to MentorMate.com/voiceofmobile. That's MentorMate.com/voiceofmobile.
If you or someone you know is unemployed, WS Radio wants to help. Hi, I'm Cece Gonzalez, host of Headhunter Radio. Our show is dedicated to all things human resources, getting a job, keeping a job, career development, and best practices. And now WS Radio is also doing their part to assist you in your job search. Log on to www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com, where they've provided some great links and free tools. That's www.jobhuntingtoolkit.com.
San Diego's always been known for big things like big sun, big surf, and now big solutions for growing your small business. That's right. CBeyond, a national provider of communications and IT services for small businesses, is in San Diego, and they're offering you the same award-winning solutions that more than 50,000 small businesses nationwide count on every day, like local and long-distance calling, high-speed broadband, flexible mobile calling plans that let you choose how to use your mobile minutes, web hosting, data backup, and security, plus more than 30 productivity-enhancing applications like Virtual Receptionist and Business Class Email from Microsoft. And the best part is, it's all through one provider. So you get the power of great small business solutions and the convenience of one simple bill. To learn more, log on to cbeyond.sandiego.net. That's the letter C, beyond.sandiego.net. See beyond in San Diego. It's more than big. It's huge.